Oh God, you are worthy, Lord. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, God, and you are greatly to be praised, Father God. And we, Father God, just want to be in your presence, Lord God. We want to be in that safe and intimate place with you, God, that sacred place, Lord God, that we may hear your voice, Father God, and feel your warm embrace, God. And we want to tell you thank you, Lord God, because we know that when we're in that place, Lord God, that nothing else can do, Lord God. Nothing can touch us, nothing can harm us, Lord God. Nothing can get to us, God. And we thank you, God, for being our safety net, God. We thank you on tonight, Father God, that you shield us, God, from all hurt, harm, and anything seen and unseen, God, because we, Father God, never knows what lies ahead of us, but you do, God. And we thank you for being the shepherd that goes before us, that makes the way for us, that makes sure, Lord God, that we don't step in any snares and any traps, Lord God. There's no bears, Lord God, no lions, Lord God, that were trying to maul us, God, because you said, Lord God, that you are the lion tamer. And we thank you for that on today, God, for taming that lion that walks around to and fro seeking whom he may devour. We thank you on today, Father God, that he does not get to devour us, God. We thank you on today, Father God, that you cover us, Lord God, and you make us aware, Father God. You do not allow anything to come upon us, Lord God, unknowingly, Lord God. Oh God, you are so good to us, God. You are so kind, so gracious, so merciful, Lord God. And once again, thank you on tonight, Father God, just for simply being who you are. You are God alone. You are our King and our everything. And we thank you for being everything to us, Father God, because we look high, we look low, Father God. We search near and far, Father God, and we could not find what we wanted or needed, Lord God. We thought we had found it, Father God, but until we came to you, Father God, we did not find true and real love. And we thank you for the true, real love that you have for God, because you made the sacrifice and paid the price for us, Lord God, when you sent your only son down the cross for us, Lord God. Oh God, we thank you for showing us just how much you love us, God, how deep your love runs for us, God. We thank you, Father God, because you sent your son that we may live and have life more abundantly, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the life in abundance, God. We thank you, Father God, for everything that you're doing in our lives, oh God, that we may be able to have our lives in abundance, God. We thank you, Father God, for showing us, God, anything that hinders us, Lord God. Anything, Father God, that causes us to be stuck, Father God. Anything, Lord God, that was standing our way, Father God, causes us to be stagnant, Lord God, and trapped, Father God, or stuck looking back. Oh God, we thank you today, Father God, because we know, Lord God, that you have our best interest and that you're at hand, Father God, that you won't do anything to harm us, to hurt us, God. So we know, Father God, everything that you do for us, Lord God, everything that we experience and encounter, Father God, it is all for our good. And we just want to thank you for it, Lord God. Oh God, we know, Lord God, that everything was intentionally purposed for your purpose. It's all a part of your grand master plan, Father God. So on today, Father God, we rejoice in the things that we had to go through and experience, Father God, because if we had not, God, we would not be able to stand here today and give you the glory, the praise, and the honor. We would not know, Father God, that we can trust you wholeheartedly, Lord God, and we can depend on you, Lord God. We would not know, Father God, that you're one call away, Father God, and that you're never too busy for us, God. We would not know, Father God, it's power behind that name, Lord God. Your son Jesus, when we call him, Lord God, we would not know, Lord God, that your word holds weight, God, and that we can stand on, Lord God, and we can take you at your word, because your word is yes and amen, Lord God. So on today, as we take you at your word, God, and stand on what you say, Lord God, because we know that your word holds weight, and back it up, we bless and praise you, God, because we know that we can depend on you, Lord God. Oh God, you are so faithful, God. You are so true, Lord God. You are so loving and kind to us, and we thank you for your love and kindness, God, and that grace and that mercy that you give us each and every day, Lord God. We thank you for it, Father God, because each and every day, Lord God, we get an opportunity, Lord Father God, a fresh start and a clean slate to begin again. And we thank you, Father God, for the opportunity, Lord God, to start over and begin again, Lord God, because we, Father God, just want to get it right, God. We want to be pleasing in your sight, God. We desire to make you smile, Lord God. And we know, Father God, that we are not perfect, Lord God, but we are your imperfect perfections, God. And we thank you for perfecting that thing inside of us that concerns us, God. We thank you, Father God, for going inside, God, getting rid of the particles and the rest of God. We thank you, Lord God, that you not allow anything to lay dormant that does not belong, Father God, but you uproot it and you expose it, Lord God, and you kill it, Lord God, that it no longer has oxygen. Oh God, we thank you on today, Father God, that you help us to see these things, oh God, so that we'll not allow these things to be exalted higher than you, God, because nothing is bigger than you, Lord God. Oh God, you are the greatest of all time, Father God. You are the one, Father God, that holds all power in your hand, God. You sit high, God, and you look low, Father God, and we know, Lord God, there's nothing too hard for you, God, because you are able, God. You're able, you're able, you're able, God, and you're capable, Father God. You are I am. That means that all things are possible with you, Lord God, and that we can all do all things with you, God. And we thank you today, Father God, for helping us to be mindful, God, of the words that we speak, even the words that we think,
Lord God, because it's power. In the words that we speak, Lord God, we know those things that we think, Father God, trickle down to our hearts, Lord God, and it causes some things to be messed up, God, but we thank you, Father God, that you cut it off, Father God, before it gets to our hearts and root, Father God, and embed, Lord God. Oh God, we thank you on today, Father God, that you get rid of that old stuff, God, that has already embedded in us, God, that has already taken root, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you cut off the supply, Lord God. We thank you on today, Father God, that you take that thing, Father God, and kill it, and even let us know, Father God, that we got the power, Father God, to kill some things, God, that we, Father God, can speak death to some things, God, and speak life to some things in our life, God. Oh God, we thank you on today for being the life giver on today, God, and let us know that we have the power to speak life as well. Oh God, we thank you on today, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for how far you have brought us, Lord God, because it has come a mighty long way, Lord God, and we know, God, we ain't here on our own. It's all because of you, God. So right now, Lord God, we thank you for it all, Lord God. We give you the glory, the praise, and all the honor and credit where credit is due, Lord God, because nothing will be possible without you, Lord God. Nothing will be attainable, God, achievable, Father God. No skills that we have, Father God, no knowledge, no wisdom. It's nothing that we have attained of our own, Lord God. It was you, Father God. And we thank you for your spirit that keeps whispering to us, Lord God. Oh God, without your spirit, Lord God, we surely are nothing, Lord. Oh God, continue, Lord God, to let your spirit, Father God, dwell deep down on inside of God. Continue, Father God, to fill us the more, Father God, because we, Lord God, can't do nothing without you, Lord God. Oh God, on tonight, Father God, we empty ourselves out before you, Father God, because we want to make room, Lord God. Lord, we willingly, Lord God, empty these things out to you, Father God, because we don't want nothing in your way, God. Oh God, continue to decrease so that you may increase, Father God, because we want your will in your way, Father God. We want these feet to stay planted, Father God, in the way of righteousness, Lord God, that we may be holy and stepping and pleasing in your sight, God. Oh God, continue to improve the scales of our eyes so we can see clearly, Father God. Continue, Lord God, to uncork our ears so we can hear you clearly, Lord God. And continue, Father God, to tame our mouths and our tongue, God, that we only speak your word, Lord God, and those things that are of you, God. Oh God, I'm asking, Lord God, you continue, Father God, to help us to muffle it, Lord God, so you won't speak out anything contrary to your will and your way, God. Because we know, Father God, it's what comes out that defiles us, Lord God. So once today, Father God, as we release those things that are not good for us, Lord God, we're going to let that word continue to pour into us, God, because it's your word that makes us free, God. Lord, continue to let that word make your people free on tonight, God. Free in their hearts, free in their minds, God. Free in their families, free in their marriages, God. Free in sickness and in health, God. Lord, continue to let that word make your people free on tonight, God, that they would know, Lord God, that you are God alone. Oh God, we thank you for your word on tonight, God, and the power in that word. That word that makes us free. That word that makes us whole. That word that makes us heal. That word that breaks up the yokes, the chains, and the shackles on tonight, God. So Lord, on tonight, let your word go forth on tonight, God, whether it's written or spoken, Lord God. Give us a heart of acceptance to receive that word, Father God, and take you at your word, God. Oh God, we thank you on tonight, God, that we can take you at your word. We thank you on tonight, Father God, that your word is backed up, Father God, and that we just know, Father God, if you said it, it is so, Lord God. Oh Lord, we bless your name, God. Father God, I'm asking on tonight that you continue to touch each and every one of us, Father God, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, God. And as we continue to stand on your word, Father God, and speak your word, God, that we continue, Father God, to speak that word to somebody else, Lord God, that they may be encouraged, God, that they may be enlightened, God, that they may be uplifted, Father God, that they would know, Lord God, that they too, Lord God, can obtain, because you have no respect to person, Father God. What you do for one, you do for the other, Lord God. It's all obtainable and achievable for all of us if we are willing, Lord God. So let's continue, Lord God, to be willing and obedient, Lord God, that we may eat the good of the land, Father God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, because we see your goodness, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that we're able to obtain it while we live, Lord God. Oh Lord, we thank you, Lord God. God, you are so good to us, God. You are so kind to us, God. And you keep on doing what you're doing best in about us, Lord God. So on tonight, Father God, as you continue to do what you do best, Lord God, we stand the gap for one another, Father God. We uplift our loved ones, families, and friends, Lord God. And every prayer on the prayer wall, God, every prayer on the altar box, Lord God, consider and answer these prayers, Lord God. Oh God, on tonight, Lord God, somebody came with a problem, worry, or concern, Father God, let them give it to you on tonight, Father God, because you said, Lord God, to cast our cares upon you because you care for us, Lord God, to give you, Father God, the heavy weights, the heavy burdens, Lord God, because your yoke is easy and your burdens are light, Father God, because you are the problem solver, Father God, and it does not matter what it is, Lord God, it ain't too hard for you, God. So on tonight, Father God, as we come to you, Lord God, and we release and confess some things on tonight, Lord God, touch each and every woman on tonight, Father God, and let them be built up, Father God. And as my sister said, crown your women on tonight, God, that they would know that they are daughters of a king, that they are grafted to a kingdom of a royal priesthood on today, God, and that they are everything that you say that they are, and that you are beautiful, Father God, and fearfully and wonderfully made, Father God, that you individually handpicked and chose them and handcrafted them on today, Father God, that you did not design them, Father God, to look like nobody else, God, talk like nobody else, God, walk like nobody else, God, but you designed them individually just to be who they are for the building of your kingdom and all for your glory. Oh God, we thank you on tonight, God, that you make us individual, God, but as one in you, God, that we may come together collectively, Father God, for the building of your kingdom, one body joined together, Father God, all for your glory, Lord. Oh God, we give you the glory, Lord God. Oh God, continue to move on tonight, God. Continue to shower down upon us on tonight, God, and reveal your glory, Lord God. Oh God, you're worthy to be praised, God. Oh God, on tonight as we get ready, Father God, to begin our women's forum, Father God, we ask you to consider these prayers on tonight and touch their hearts on tonight, Lord God, and that each and every person, Father God, will not leave the same way that they came, Father God, and they will leave it all at your feet, Lord God, because you are bigger and you are greater, and you're going to handle that, God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, because you always handle that, God. We thank you on tonight, Father God, because we don't never know what to do, God, but you always got the answer, God, and you always show up right on time, God. Every time, you're never late, Lord God. It is us who be in a rush and want us, Lord God, but we thank you for perfecting that patience in us, God, that we patiently wait on you, God, because you say every good and perfect gift comes from you, and we thank you, Father God, for preparing us for that good and that perfect gift that comes from you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Oh God, we are preparing ourselves to get ready to accept and receive it, God. Our hearts are open, God. Our hands are open, God. Our minds are open, Lord God. That we can receive that good thing on today, Lord. Oh God, we thank you for our good things. We thank you for the good things that you have in store for us, God. The opportunities, Lord God, that you're preparing for us, Lord God. The doors that you're swinging wide open for us, God. We thank you for it all, God. God. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the peace that you're restoring, Lord God. The love that you're rekindling, Father God. The reconciliation that you're performing, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God. God, continue to throw your weight around, Father God, and shift some things for your people, God, and let them know, Father God, even though they may not be able to hear you or see you, God, that you're moving, because you do your best work in the dark, God, and you move behind the scenes on our behalf, God, and we thank you for that work that you're doing, Father God, behind the scenes on our behalf, Father God, because you always blow our minds, God, and exceed our expectations. We thank you, Father God, for the exceedingly and abundantly, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Oh, God, you do over the top every time, Father God. And we are so undeserving, but we thank you, Lord God, that you seem fit, God, to do that thing in abundance for us, Lord. We thank you, God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, because we ain't seen nothing yet.
Yes, Lord.
Our best is yet to come. And I thank you for my best is yet to come, God. I thank you for what I ain't seen yet, God, because I know, Lord God, you're going to do something that is major. Because you said I will see the goodness of you as I live, and I thank you for tonight, God. Oh, God, I humbly come before you, give you my gratitude, Lord God, because you don't got to do it, but you keep on doing it, God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. I thank you, God.
Yes, Lord.
We wait in expectation, Lord God. And we worship you while we wait, Lord God, because you're worthy of it, Lord God. And we trust and believe, God. Oh, God, glory to your name,
Jesus.
We even believe for our family and friends, Lord God. Because we know, Lord God, if you do it for us, you do it for them, God. You are able, God. Oh, God, we stand together for our enemies on tonight, God, because you were able, God. We're standing together, Father God, for the unbeliever, God, because you were able, God. We're standing together, Father God, for those across the nation, Lord God, who never been introduced to you, Lord God, because you're able, Lord God. Oh, God, do it on tonight, Lord God. Going to the hospitals, Lord God. Going to the NICUs and the ICUs, God. Going to the premature stations with the newborns, God. Oh, God, you were able, Lord God. Touch the body in that sickness that has no cure, God. You were able, Lord God. Touch that eye that can't see, God. You were able, Lord God. Touch the ear that can't hear, Lord God. You were able, Lord God. Touch that mind that need to be regulated, Lord God. You were able, Lord God. God, you were able, Lord God, because we've seen you do it before. We've seen you do it, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God.
Oh, God.
We give you the glory on tonight, Lord.
Oh,
we stand in awe of you, God.
Yes, Lord.
Because you are amazing, God.
Yes, Lord.
You are amazing,
yes,
God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, you are so amazing.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And we thank you that we get to witness it, God.
Oh, God.
We thank we get to see it, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
And we're so grateful that you individually allow us, Lord God, to walk in it, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, we bless you tonight, Lord.
Thank you.
Oh, God, you're too good to us.
Jesus.
And we just thank
Jesus.
You, God, for being too good
Jesus.
To us. Even in spite of us being us, God. Even when some of us, God, don't appreciate you, God, just for being you, and we just walk the stuff, God, you still show us grace and mercy. You keep on giving us stuff just because you want us to know how much you love us, God, and want us to know, Father God, that you have no respect of person, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God. We give you the glory, Lord God. We appreciate you, God. Oh, God, you are worthy, God, and we appreciate you, God. We bless your name, God. We bless your name, Lord. Oh, God, let your spirit settle here tonight, God. We embrace you, Lord God. We embrace you even more, Lord God. Oh, God, we give you the glory, God. Oh, God, you are worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy, God. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy, God. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, God. Oh, Lord, we thank you, God. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God. Lord, we sing praise to you all tonight, God. Oh, God, we dare not sit in silence. Oh, God, let a rock cry off us, God. Oh, God, we got to tell you thank you. We got to bless you. We got to tell you that we appreciate you, God, because you have done more than enough for us, Lord God. And we thank you for it all, God. We thank you for it all, Lord. Oh, Lord, we bless you, God. Oh, God, continue to touch our hearts, God. Consider our prayers and answer them, Lord. And move any hidden moments, God, any hidden agendas, oh God. Let us come to you, God, in truth, Lord God. Oh God, we thank you on tonight for helping us to be true to you, Lord God. Because we know there's no other way that you'll accept us, God. We thank you for keeping us humble, meek, and lowly, Lord God. Because we know, Father God, that you do not, Father God, be near to the prideful, Lord God, but you will come closer to the humble and the meek on today. And we thank you, Lord God, for keeping us in that place of humility, Lord God. Oh God, we thank you. Because we just want to please you, Lord God, and be pleasing in your sight, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. And we pray these things, Lord, in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.